word is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 19. Following the giving of vinegar, in verse 30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar,
yes.
He said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. I want to talk about the finish line. He said, "It is finished." What a wonderful thing when you get to the point of transition. Many of the fears we have in life about sorrow and trouble and even death, receiving negative diagnosis, going through a time of illness, where you can't help yourself and no one can hardly help you. But some things we're going to have to go through. Last week, I went to the funeral of a close friend, my daughter's godfather. And in the closing days of his life, he got on the phone and he said, "I'm going to give Luigi a call." That's me, if you don't know. And he said, looks like I'm about to get out of here. And I just want to thank you for being my friend." He called his mother. He's 81. His mother was 105. And told her, "Thanks for being my mom." Told his sister, "Farewell. Goodbye. I'm leaving now." He had gotten to a point it had been difficult trying to get there, going through the suffering, the illness, experiencing pain on a daily basis, unable to do for himself. But when he got to a point, he told his family, "It's all right now." He was close to the finish line. And he knew that all was well. It's a blessing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you can get beyond worry. When you can transition beyond the illness itself. When you can accept the diagnosis. And know that you're near the finish line. To be able to have confidence in God and know that everything is going to be all right. Three things in this text. There's completion of prophecy. There's completion of pain. And there's the payment of the price. Jesus said, "It is finished." All that has been preached about today is now completed. He has won, been given a crown of thorns. That's done. He's been whipped all night long. Woo, that's done. Pain that he had in his body, that's done. The prophecies that have been uttered, he can look and say, now it's finished. He came through 42 generations. It's done. John said, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. Jesus, looking back from the cross, said, it is finished. The prophecies that they would gamble for his clothes. It's finished. No bone of his body would be broken. It's finished. He would be given vinegar to drink according to scripture. It's done. They would look upon him. It's done. And he exclaimed, it's finished.
Yes, it is.
Transition had come. He was on the cross of Calvary. And he could share from the cross. It may have sounded like a word of pain. But it's a word of victory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Paul says from New Testament writing, he says, I've fought the good fight. Oh, I've finished my course. And they gave me a crown of thorns, but now he has laid up for me a crown of thorns, a crown of righteousness that the righteous judge will give me. It's finished. It's finished. I put my mother in John's hand. It's finished. I've given my head to the thorns and my hands to the nails, my feet to the spikes. My body to the cross.
Yeah, it's finished.
It's finished. Yeah. It's finished. It's finished. That was a search made in glory.
Well,
for someone to go and pay man's bond.
Well,
somebody to die for humankind, to save man from his sin. Man had gotten in trouble. And God had a plan, a strategy to find someone worthy. Thank you, choir. To die to pay man's bill. Jesus, the Lamb of God, was found worthy to go and pay man's bond. Praise his name. He was now past the pain. It was done. He was past the authority of Pilate. It didn't matter how many cried out, crucify him. He was on the other side of it. He was on the other side of worrying about who he left behind, because John was going to handle that for him. He was on the other side of worrying about vinegar or being thirsty. Hey! He can now say, it's finished. They were used to athletes running the race. Yeah, and doing what was necessary to hold out and endure in the race. Jesus! Mary's baby. Jesus, the Lamb of God, rock hewed from yonder's mountain. Jesus, who was there before the beginning was begun. Yeah, when the Father God said, let us make man. This Jesus now says, it's finished. The term that he used was a one-word term. Yeah, tell us, let's stay. I don't speak Greek, but it's one word. And the word meant that the price, it was used by sales folk. It was used by the merchants. And when they used that one term, it meant that the price, thank you, Jesus, the price had been paid. Jesus said that word, the price of man's salvation, the price that the righteous judge has required has been paid. We don't have to worry trying to pay our own bills. He says, just believe on me and thou shalt be saved. It's finished. It's done. Hey! Down home, when we finished doing our work, hey, we merely said, I'm through. I'm through. My day of work is over. I'm done. It's finished. I'm through. Well, I got one more thing to tell you. There in the throne room, this suffering Savior, this Lamb of God, is standing by the throne of God. And he appears as a lamb that was slain. He says, it's finished. He paid the price. The 24 elders fell down before him, saying, worthy, hey, is the lamb, the four beasts before the throne of God, cried, worthy. Yeah. The angels had a new song. Worthy is the Lamb. There in the throne room, at the throne of God, 144,000 said, worthy. And John said, and I saw another number that no man could number. They looked like y'all coming up out of hard trials. And Jesus said, it's done. Everything, all prophecy is done. All pain, shedding of my blood is done. The price is paid. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Hey! In our daycare, there are little children here in the church every day. They don't understand it, but it was something about the influence of the sanctuary that makes them pass through the building saying, I want some Hallelujah. Knowing what the Lord has done, somebody ought to say,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is well with my soul.